Good. Sooner we start, sooner we finish.
Still finishing, mate.
It's not the first time I've done this podcast and you've had half a mouthful.
Half a mouthful.
Oh my god, this is going to be such a busy afternoon.
It is. This is the podcast. Fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan, punctual Toby Sullivan.
Good morning, everybody.
Speaking of punctual.
Yeah. All right, let's get right to the heart of the matter.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Bring it on. Let's just chew this up.
Yep. Scott said to me, I'm not free until 3 o'clock.
Yes.
That's so correct. Yeah.
I turned up at his house at the extremely punctual time of 2:57.
Sure.
Maybe a little early.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe a little premature.
Sure.
But he lives in Brunswick in the heart of fucking how do you drive here? in a street where it's a two-way street, but you can park on both sides, but there's not enough room for more than one car.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, sure.
Ridiculous. Sure. So I've parked outside Scott's house and I've rung and there's been no answer.
No answer.
So I knocked on the door, no answer, and then my phone rang.
What?
And it was Scott saying, oh, are you at my house? Yes, Scott, you said 3 o'clock and it is 3 o'clock, so this is exactly where I am.
Simsalabim, here I am.
And he goes, oh, I'm just around the corner, I'll be there in a second. He turns up with two other gentlemen.
Oh, I see. So
this is misleading.
And then says, hang on, I just need to go to the toilet.
Uh-oh, talking puffy, eyewitness grinder. Uh-oh.
And I've thought, oh, this, yeah, he'll just go to the toilet. He's obviously been doing trade with these two, whatever. All three of them go into the house together.
Well, they must have all had lots of cups of tea beforehand. To warm in the toilet so badly.
Yes.
And I thought, oh my God, he's left his fanecdote homework until way too late.
Yes. So I walked in there, got into the bedroom, went, for fuck's sake, do something funny.
One of them had a motorcycle helmet.
And no motorcycle.
No motorcycle.
Go figure.
Maybe he was just really accident prone.
He needed to wear the helmet. In the home.
Oh, no. Did you have unpunctual trade?
No. I was doing stuff with some friends. And the weird thing is, we all did need to go to the toilet because we all had a lot of cups of tea.
That's plausible.
That's right, yes. And also, the douche didn't quite work. So I just
It could have only been more perfect if you'd asked me to look after your bag.
Yeah.
Before you went off to the alleged toilet, as you used to. When Toby and I would find ourselves standing at the bar at Circuit
with
going,
my bag.
I want to go home. And he's been up there for 2 hours. What am I going to do with the bag?
Time flies when you're being stretched.
Now, I have a letter.
Okay.
A Dear Talking Puffy letter, which is possibly the most outrageous, because they come.
You emailed me like a week or two ago and just said, have I got a letter for you? So I have been on tenterhooks.
I know. So as soon as he says that, it's like, fuck, what story
did he tell you? Did he tell you something was coming?
But I was like,
winter is coming.
Well, I said, are any of us going to be embarrassed? Oh,
that was my thing, too. I
worried about being leather seen.
Are you about to leather seen us? Yeah. What's going on? Because I had visions of someone just saying, oh, hello, you don't know me, but, you know, like,
I
pissed in Toby's mouth at 2004 or something, you know. And if you are out there, you know, here's to absent friends.
Yeah, you know who you are. All of you.
All of you.
All right,
the very reverend. It's nice to see you again.
Let's hear this letter that is just quietly terrifying, Toby.
Yeah, I'm really scared.
Look, I have to say,
I feel like
I'm
about to watch Two Girls, One Cup or something.
Something
outrageous is going to happen to me that I just won't cope with.
I got this letter, like, because they all come to my,
They'll get forwarded to you.
Yeah, they all come to my normal mail account. So they, you know, I've just got.
Oh, you're reading this along with, like, you know, Pop Bitch and Electricity Bills.
I'd done a gig at the casino.
Oh, with, sorry. Golly.
Which is a good gig. Mm. It's a fun gig. So I'd done this gig at the casino and was walking out with, who was I with? I don't know, some arsehole. Someone else who was on. Mm-hmm.
What was his name? He was on Midsummer Murders.
Wasn't David Spade,
David Spade's that boy of, you know, friend of Peter's that, you know, with them.
Oh, was he the one that fell on the
he fell on the on the lamp that time.
Yes.
Anyway, what happened?
Yeah, anyway.
It doesn't matter who you're with, Adam. Yep. You're leaving Crown. Something happens.
I think it might have been Carl Chandler. Okay. But yeah, I walked out of Crown and this email came through and I saw that it had like all my Talking Puffy emails have like a little pink tag.
See what you did there.
And I read it and recoiled physically.
Oh my God.
In the middle of the casino.
Oh my Lord.
Oh my God. This is not making me feel any more comfortable.
I know. I don't know whether it's going to be about us or some horrible physical thing.
Yeah, but the thing is, Toby, it's more likely to be about me than you.
Well, for some reason, it's not loading.
Let's face it.
Do you know what it is? It's someone saying, I saw Toby buying toilet paper.
Do you know the weirdest thing? My toilet paper ran out yesterday, and I thought, I'll just get some when I go to, oh, I won't get it before.
Be like bringing kryptonite into the room.
I can smell something. Yeah. My toilet paper senses are tingling. Which one of you is it?
It's in my car. I've left my phone in the car as well.
Come on, let's just have it, Adam. The suspense is...
Yeah. It's not loading for some reason. Document could not load.
Is this? Oh, I'll just... Is the letter about not loading?
Oh, I'll have to just get it out of my actual email, which is even more tedious.
Do you need the Wi-Fi?
No, it's not that. It's
use the computer phone for the Wi-Fi.
Use the computer phone for the Wi-Fi.
Did you make these cakes, Lorna?
The little petit fours? Yes, I did. I whipped them up this morning. I just... made a little batter out of Worcester.
Oh, I love a Worcester batter.
Five spice.
Yes.
And some puff pastry sheets.
Yes.
And just smeared them with the Worcester and five spice. Yes.
Pop it in a bag.
Popped it in a bag and buried it sometime in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I've unearthed it.
A little dusting of icing sugar.
Unearthed it and just found... scraped some custard off the bathroom floor.
Yes. You sure that was custard, yeah?
No, not at all.
No,
not
okay,
in the least.
Yes.
All right, never Lorna. Been less certain. Yes,
Lorna and Lorna.
Have you got it?
I've got it.
Right. Okay.
Dear Talking Puffy.
Oh God! Oh, it is me! It is me! Oh my God!
Dear Talking Puffy. Today I got fisted for the first
time. Oh, wow.
I don't have a question, just really wanted to let you know. Warm the girls.
Truly?
Truly.
Oh, my God. Well, I think we need to...
See, I told you would recoil.
I think they deserve a little golf clap then.
Wow. Well, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yay.
It's Christmas Day.
So can you imagine me at the casino reading that? Or standing next to Carl Chandler just going,
do you know
sorry.
What I love about that, right, is that as this is happening to Bevan, right, and he can feel another human's hand inside his anus, he is thinking to himself at some level, I'm going to email Scott and Toby and Adam about this.
Oh, I reckon it would have been like, people need to know, but I can't tweet it.
it seems appropriate to mark this occasion somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, is there, like, could you get a happy, congratulations on being fisted cake?
Do you have, like, your bar fitzvah?
Yeah.
Your bar fitzvah.
Muzzle top, if so. Or should I say muzzle top?
What's a suitable present for that kind of celebration?
Oh, well, and a packet of emery boards, sure.
I think topping for the first time is paper.
Yes. I think being fisted is Vegemite.
Golden showers is ironically silver.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. I got fisted for the first... And that's all. We don't know whether it went well or...
Well, clearly it's...
Clearly it went well enough for him to still be able to compose an email. Oh, unless he was mid-fist.
Or...
Or he was
maybe...
tapping it out with like a pencil held between his teeth.
Yeah, or maybe he was, he'd been really badly ruptured and that was what he managed to scrawl out while he was dying. No, he's just like...
And delightfully, he did include his full name, address and mobile phone telephone in his email.
Wow. I was going to say, did he... That'll be... Send it through the Bev Anonymous.
No, that'll be on the website, everybody.
Yeah,
yes.
We'll pop him up there if you want to go around and fist him.
Pop him up there. Yeah, that's what got him into that mess.
I love that people think of us when experimenting sexually.
That is a... Well, maybe it was like, don't you remember when Dean came and spoke to us about fisting.
Becky
came and spoke to us about fisting. He was saying that the first time he did it sort of happened accidentally.
Yeah.
He was just like...
accidentally.
Rummaging around for his keys.
He was washing it off in the shower and...
there you go. How did that get there?
I slipped and fell on this elbow.
Your Honor.
Yeah.
Your Honor. Wow.
So maybe he wasn't quite expecting and it just sort of...
No, I got the impression it was...
Right,
yeah,
planned.
It wasn't just a particularly crowded train.
Do you know what?
It wasn't that accidental.
Delays on the Sydenham line due to fisting.
Yeah. Bloody Metro.
Do you know what? Because it'll be like, fisting. On the station PA. If I was going to get fisted for the first
station
time,
PA like a taxi driver part time? Like mumbling into his phone and it's being broadcast at the train station.
Although, because you know how sometimes on the trains they have those guys who stand there and announce, oh, this train's coming up, stand clear, please. I had a jolly jokey one the other day.
They got guys like doing the shopping spruiking thing.
Yeah, it was all just, here comes Ringwood. Yeah, so if you need to Ringwood, use a phone. And just all that kind of.
Oh, God. Did someone try and push him in front of the train?
Well, hopefully. God, yes.
Fuck up.
I've once seen the guy there with like a cordless mic just wandering up and down the platform, giving it a bit of, hey.
Volare.
Ringwood does sound like somebody we should do a talking point.
It does, yeah. Ringwood.
Ringwood.
I reckon if I was going to get fisted for the first time and I knew that was
coming,
like, today was my day.
Yeah.
Right. I reckon I would do it at the first available opportunity.
Really?
Like, I would book it in. Like, if they had space in the calendar, I would book it in for like
why?
For like 8:30 a.m. if I could. Like, get up, shower,
it's
fist.
Not,
right?
It's not like going to the dentist or, you know.
Oh,
you don't,
isn't it?
No.
It's, oh, okay.
Why would you do that, though?
Well, because I just don't want to be walking around all day trying to focus on work or call my mum. Or, you know, pick up the dry cleaning, thinking about getting fisted.
Yeah.
Thinking about...
Because the word would just pop out at the worst possible.
It would. You'd just be at the post office just going, oh, just like a book of stamps, please, and fisting. Oh, no. Oh, hello, Toby. How's your day going? Good. I'm getting fisted tonight.
Yay.
Do you know what I mean? It'd just be when you've got a big thing, it's on your mind. You can't concentrate all day. I'm sorry.
Just get it over and done with.
You know that thing I emailed you, delete it. I did it wrong. I'm getting fisted tonight.
My head's all over the
shop.
My head's all over the shop.
It's reverse pregnancy brain.
Sorry I didn't pick up the milk on the way. I don't know
if I'm sitting down too much or not enough. Or like, I mean, I had Caesar's salad for lunch. Is that okay? I don't know. Like, will the croutons cause
soon?
A problem?
The what's
you know, so I reckon just like, I know it's not like the dentist, but if it was me, I would just get up at like bright and early, 8 o'clock, get on Grindr, bam, pound that shit out, have someone's hand up my ass by 8:50 a.m.
But then like, you know, you make it sound like, you know, Tuesday's fisting day. Looking forward to that. Yes.
I just said, like, do you think this happened to him accidentally? And you said, no, it didn't happen accidentally.
Oh, so, no, that was an assumption.
So at some level, he knew it was coming. Maybe 1 hour before. Maybe it's like, you know, emergency evacuation. Maybe 1 hour beforehand. Maybe a day beforehand.
You're going to get fisted.
You're going to get fisted.
I wouldn't trust someone in the morning to fist me.
Why?
You might.
Because the kind of people that are ready for sex at 8 a.m. Any day of the week, be it a weekday or a Sunday, are invariably on their way home.
Yeah.
Ah,
yes.
And they may either be in too much of a hurry or fall asleep.
Yeah. And then imagine
ring, ring, ring.
Yeah, falling
Dad.
Mid fist. Like, you know, they just come up. Oh, God.
This asshole's died in me.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have to shit him out before I call the cops.
Could be fun if they start.
Oddly, that's the plot for Human Caterpillar 7.
But it could be fun if they
early
started,
morning,
you know,
fisting.
If they started twitching like a cat having a dream. You know, oh, no, that's good. You can stay. Oh.
Twitching like a cat having a dream.
You know, with their little paws going. Yes.
My sister's dog is really loud.
Really?
Like, yeah, he barks at things and he's running.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, on the floor.
Right.
It's like, yeah.
And importantly, not up your ass.
Yeah.
Not up your ass. No, don't certainly. Don't put the dog up your
with
ass.
With all four limbs on the floor, yes. Okay.
Yeah, it does seem, I don't know, I'm sure there are people who want to fist and be fisted at 8 a.m.
Mm. Well, you know. There's,
but guess. You're right, they're not doing it because, you know, they've got Pilates at 9.
Yeah. Come on, time is money. Yes, we've got stuff to do.
They're brandy.
I've got to pick the kids up at 10, so.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Gotta get this TikTok. Fisting sorted out.
Yeah. That's right.
My first time fisting is what. Yeah, no, you don't want to do your first time fisting at 8 a.m.
No.
You want. Yeah.
8:30.
Anyway, Bevan, good on you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Good on you, and thanks for sending in your every known way to contact you.
Yeah.
We get it.
We need to fist you.
But no.
Thanks. He's a long-time listener. He's a friend.
Oh, is he? Okay. Oh, well, he must be if he knows the fisting conversation.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, we hadn't talked
about send him some merchandise. We'd send you a Talking Puffy t-shirt, Bevan, but you'd probably just wipe with it. So
we should do that. That should be one of our merch things. Talking Puffy load rags.
Like, or post fist bum rag. Or
just tea towels.
Yeah, yeah. With our faces. We need to have our faces on this.
I reckon a Talking Puffy load rag with our faces on it.
Yep.
Just so that when people are cleaning up, it maximises the shame.
Yeah.
It's like a shame enhancer.
Yeah.
Like, because in that moment, you don't necessarily feel proud of what you've done anyway.
Yeah. Well, yes. It's kind of a, well, it would help people get to sleep, really. Because.
Milo.
Well, yeah. They'd be like, oh, maybe I want to go again. Maybe. And, oh, no.
No.
No, I don't think so.
I don't need to have another crack at that.
No.
Not now.
Bevan, it's true. What we do is wrong.
Yeah.
Now that I've seen Toby and Scott stuck together.
Wow.
Oh, no. Scott's running the wash.
Oh, no.
That's the other thing about the Talking Puffy load rag. It's only one use only.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you've washed it, we're gone.
No, we'll just go to China and get like one of those packets of wet wipes printed with our
mugs, our faces.
Scented toilet paper.
Ah.
Yeah, I approve.
Yeah.
I approve.
For long-time listeners, Toby has a toilet paper phobia.
Yep.
More or less, that's
true. TP-phobic.
Yeah, it's true.
It is ironic that our initials are the same as Talking.
Yeah.
Talking Puffy and Toilet Paper have the same initials.
Yeah. I just noticed that too.
It's an elaborate prank.
Yes.
I see what you bitches are up to.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's our letter from Bevan.
Wow.
See, I told you I'd recoiled. Now, we have another letter which is weirdly serious.
Did we get many?
We got a few. Okay. We answered two of them last week when Wes was here.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Which you missed out on.
No, I listened about the drag queen and,
yes.
And the song.
The song. Oh, the song.
Oh,
and the person who Wes thought might be about him.
That's right.
And then when it wasn't about him,
he lost interest.
Yeah, totally lost interest.
You should have seen the look on his face. It was like...
It really
are
was.
Are you still speaking?
Yeah. He really was like kind of, you know, he almost kind of put his head on the side like when a dog doesn't understand. Like, that's what it looked
like a spaniel.
Yeah.
So this is from a guy called Bo. He has a real name.
Oh.
Bo Evan?
No.
Bold. Bo.
He says, firstly, I'd like to thank you for coming back. I think you're all absolutely amazing.
Oh, thanks, Bo.
You are.
Secondly, I'd love to hear your take on the podcasting scene in general. You want to hear what we think about actual things. That's a dangerous proposition.
Yes.
Are you guys aware that you have a bit of a straight following? We did invent Talking Puffy to explain the
true
sex to everyone.
It's true.
I do a podcast about the podcasting scene. Oh, Jesus.
Pop will eat itself. Hell. Wow.
I do a podcast about the podcasting scene.
Does somebody else do a podcast about his podcast?
Maybe.
Sure. Who's blogging about the podcast of his podcast?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where can I tweet about the blog about his podcast?
We get quite a few requests to talk about your show. Either all our fans are gay or you have a potentially untapped market. Keep up the great work, guys. We're all happy to have you back. Much love, Bo, from the Reaction Podcast.
There we go.
Looks
like Bo.
Go off and listen to Bo talk about
us. We got
to
put a link to his fucking thing on our thing.
No, we don't have to.
No, we'll put a link to the fisting guy, though.
Yeah. That's good.
We'll put his phone number on.
How many straight people listen to us? I know we have a few, just anecdotally.
You tend to find quite a few Well, just on Facebook and stuff, you seem to see quite a few straight women.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Seem to listen.
Well, yeah. I think what happens is straight women get married, because we're all of the age now.
Mm. Yes, aren't we, though?
That, you know, we don't go to nightclubs as much anymore.
Mm. No.
And so I'm sure there are a number of straight women who used to have gay friends, and they'd go out nightclubbing and would go to the pier and it was amazing.
Yeah.
No open-toed shoes. I got turned away so many times. Yeah. But now they're married with children. Mm.
And nobody does any of that.
And where
the Maynard market.
Yeah. where their gay friend.
Oh.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
I sometimes feel guilty about having a podcast, because every cunt in creation
has
got a podcast.
Creation.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Every motherfucker who has oxygen in their life has a podcast.
Yeah, but not all of them talk about fisting quite
no,
as much as we
hardly
do.
Any of them.
Hardly any of them talk about
even
fisting.
To the point where there are podcasts about podcasts.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I feel guilty about not... Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that you, if you're going to have one, it should be excellent. Which is, what the fuck are we doing here?
We've almost come full circle. Like, we're so bad that we're becoming excellent. we're eating our own tail.
But, like, you know what? But by the same token, if people do these podcasts and someone listens to them, so someone must like it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, we get a lot of downloads. I just wonder, you know, it would be interesting
we're
to find
in the
out.
Charts.
Yes,
that's
we
true.
Are in the podcasting charts.
That's true.
Yes, but it'd be interesting
Carl and Jackie O
to find
week.
Out how many gay and how many straight. Like, what our percentages
are. Oh, I can look it up
are.
On our thing.
We've got the census.
We've got the census. Yeah, but I'd have to log into it.
But when I look at the census and I sort of flick through that, that seems to. Oh no, there's a few straight women on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no straight men. There are no straight men.
No, there are. Like, because there's been a few tweets of guys as a straight guy. You know, I love your.
Oh really?
Podcast.
I love your filthy gay.
Filthy gay podcast.
How weird. A photo of Ronnie Cheng just turned up on my...
Oh, thing. Did you type in filthy gay podcast? That was what came up.
No, I was just looking for spank material.
Oh, okay. Ronnie Cheng.
Someone asked me the other day, is Ronnie Cheng hot?
Yeah.
Like a straight person.
Like right. would you Ronnie Cheng?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, I totally would, but that's me.
I reckon. All right. What am I talking about? My words hold no weight when it comes to this kind of shit. Yes, I would. All right, this is a standard answer.
You would back up onto anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't have to be Ronnie Cheng.
No. But, you know, it'd be nice if it was.
Yeah, it'd be good.
What would you? With your boyfriend sitting on the couch over there, Toby? Would you...
No.
Would you go?
Peter satisfies me in every way. No.
Wow.
No, I feel
stop laughing so hard when he's in the room.
No, I don't feel comfortable saying yes because he's such a polite young man.
Okay.
That if you said hi, Ronnie, I want to do you, he'd go,
yeah, would
sure,
he?
Sure.
I'm going to try that then.
Sure.
God.
Sure, we can do that. It's not really my thing, but you know, okay, sure, we can. Sure, why not? Okay. I mean, I don't. But if you think it's a good idea, okay. He's such a lovely man. He's so obliging.
Wow, I just love that, you know, the reiteration of the new coming back of the Poofcast is going to be characterized by Trevor Ashley and Ronnie Cheng impersonation.
Oh, okay, I'm in Les Mis, okay. It's, you know, it's good. It's new for me, you know. It's new skills. But I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, it's good. It's good.
If you want to know from our census, orientation, 141 gay.
Mm. Years.
Is that percent?
No, just no. That's
yes.
Just actual.
Yes, Troy, numbers. That's percent.
Three bitsies.
Oh.
Right.
Eight undecided, i.e. bisexual.
Mm.
One bicurious.
One bicurious.
And 23 straight.
Oh, okay.
And so, nine, it's been so long I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay, good. So percentage-wise, what do you reckon that is, Toby, with your mathematical brain?
Overwhelmingly fagalicious.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, overwhelmingly.
Cool, because I only do this to get roots.
Well, we've got 154 male, 32 female, and 3 transgender.
Oh, that was like my last weekend. Sounds great.
And the average age is 32 years old.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's an internet 32.
So. Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, that's actual age. Age, because I had age, actual age.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
The age entered was 31, the average.
Oh, okay, right.
I freely admit I'm internet 37. Yeah.
And my birthday is always January 1st, if I'm trying to get into one of those websites. It's always January 1st.
Always January 1st.
Well, so basically, it's old poofs who listen to us.
It's old poofs.
Old poofters.
Old poofs, just like us.
Yes, and everyone's favourite segment is the poof strew with Mother Horan.
Oh, we've got to get him back.
Followed by the can of Wes.
Really?
And then,
how many times has Wes filled this thing out?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm reading that wrong. Their favourite segment is Scott, Adam and Toby rabbiting on about shit while drunk.
Oh, well,
here
we are. All present.
All present.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get off this page. Otherwise, I'll just be talking stats for hours and sound like Toby on a Thursday.
You sound like Anthony Green.
But it's, I don't know about the straight following. Like, are people completely confronted by this?
I don't know. Well, Chrissy Swan and her child loves it.
Her child does love it.
Yeah, I can understand how we'd be a breath of fresh air in otherwise boring lives. Let's face it.
Now, can we talk about, have you guys seen, I put up a picture on the Facebook page, which I wanted to discuss, if possible. It was a photograph of a tattoo that someone had gotten. I don't know. I forget.
This one. This is the one of like...
Hang on, I'll get it up.
It's like a dragon sucking a dick.
Oh.
Well, like a lizard?
Yeah.
Someone sucking a lizard's dick? Or
it's a dinosaur.
A dinosaur, right.
It's a velociraptor.
Right.
Sucking a dick.
Sucking a dick. And I believe...
So it's a velociraptor dick's... Her raptor mouth around dick's a
dick. No. It's the velocifaggot.
Oh, okay.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. This is an actual tattoo. Ah,
yes. A velociraptor. Oh, and there's a tongue that...
he's licking the dick. There's
the
ball.
Coming through a glory hole?
I guess maybe. Or is that pubes? Oh, that's pubes. That's not a hole.
So it's a velocifaggot, and it's a dinosaur sucking a dick.
Yeah.
Is it real or has it been photoshopped? Surely that's been photoshopped.
I don't know. It looks pretty real.
Someone has been on some amazing drugs.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
For like an extended period of time, because that shit is coloured in.
Yeah, you know.
Like that's a couple of hours worth.
And
that
I
is
feel like
the finest crystal meth that money can buy.
But
that
also
like Breaking Bad shit.
I also feel like that's kind of been workshopped. That's not the sort of image that comes to you in one blinding flash. That's been discussed. That's, you know, velocifaggot of a hard cock and a velociraptor sucking it with its claw wrapped around the shaft
of the cock.
That's been workshopped. That's been discussed.
Either that or developed. It's a Polaroid taken on the Rhonda Birchmore casting couch.
That's no way to talk about Scott's flatmate. You know what I thought? I thought maybe that's his nickname.
Velocifaggot.
Maybe he is...
So for a bit of cheeky fun, he's decided just to own that.
Fuck it. Yeah, I'll own it. Like, you know, maybe he goes to saunas and he's like one of those people that just appears in front of the cops.
Yeah.
Like as soon as and the guy comes out and goes into the glory hole, it's like, oh, that's the guy I was trying to avoid.
Although it's more like... Clever girl.
I mean, it's fucking amazing because he's had to discuss that with the tattooist.
And that's been designed.
Yeah. And the tattooist is there with his little notepad just going, and how do you spell velocifaggot?
Yeah, velocifaggot.
Uh-huh. What color is a velociraptor? Green, okay. Yep. Eyes open. Good. Now, about the cock. Yep. Okay. Like a weird kind of...
I'd like it really veiny, please.
It is really veiny.
Sort of... Okay, good. That's a good idea. If Gandalf was a cock...
Yeah.
If Gandalf was a cock...
But is this... is this kind of a gay person or is this a homophobic person?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a photo on Imgur or whatever.
I was going to say, surely a homophobic person wouldn't put a picture of a cock on their body.
Well, no.
Homophobes are so nutcase.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything is possible.
Yeah.
Homophobes are pretty nutcase.
Yeah, they are.
Like anything could.
I was once at a
barbecue.
Unless
it's a lady. It could be. We've completely ignored the fact that this could be a lady.
It could be a
lady. It could be a lady. Getting Velocifaggot. It could be one of our lady listeners getting Velocifaggot.
So if any of our listeners do have this Velocifaggot tattoo.
Yeah, if you
tattoo,
are Velocifaggot.
Like get in contact.
And, you know, looking at that, the skin is quite, like, it's quite prickly. Like, it's obviously been shaved.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I reckon that's like an upper thigh or something. That's where there's something where there's quite a lot of body hair.
Do you think maybe it's the ass?
Imagine a Velocifaggot
like,
tattoo on the
ass. It's welcoming you in, old Velocifaggot. Who shaves their ass? I don't know.
That is a talisman to stop any anal sex happening.
Yeah, yeah.
It does look shaved, doesn't it? It could be maybe it's a calf.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There are other. There's like glimpses
Long
of other tattoos.
Long socks in summer, please.
Yeah, there are other.
So
tattoos
it's not like this
there.
Is you know just one tattoo plonked in the middle of naked skin. It's like. This is.
It's not like you started with Velocifaggot and is building up to the cherubs on the ankle.
Yeah. Or a butterfly on the wrist or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
this
that.
Is like number 10 or something. Yeah.
I love that because of the Velocifaggot, you know, the logo, we haven't had to try to work out where the arm is coming from.
That's how they fixed it.
Yeah.
They said, how are you going to justify how long do you want this dinosaur to go?
Yeah.
You know? I'll put a banner at the bottom. But what were you going to say about a barbecue? You went to a
barbecue? Oh, I was at a barbecue. We were talking about like homophobia and stuff. And we were making dick jokes with the sausages. You know, this was years and years and years ago. And there was a guy, a straight
what,
guy
you were
there.
Seven?
No, we still make dick jokes with sausages now, Toby. But because we'd been referring to the sausages as dicks, one of the straight guys there refused to eat them because I'm not bloody touching them. Just because we'd
fuck
referred
you and your fucking dick sausage.
He was so paranoid about his sexuality that we would think he was gay because he was eating
the dick sausage.
Maybe he thought, gee, they keep talking about it. Maybe they are dicks.
Maybe they are dicks. I'm not touching it.
Maybe they're weird Romanian Spanish dicks.
This is why I've always thought, like, I do this stupid joke when I talk about lesbians and say about lesbians having their wedding and the reception is the car park at Bunnings where they all queue up to stab the sausages because they look like cops.
Yep. Mm.
And it gets a really big laugh, and I don't know whether it's because I overacted or what, and I think it's because at some point someone's been to a barbecue and this has happened and they've gone,
yeah,
I'm going to eat the dick sausage.
Yeah.
I really want to get mayonnaise on it, but then it's going to look like that.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to look like I'm eating a dick, and then I'll feel like I'm eating a dick. And what if I like eating the dick?
Oh, my God.
I like the dick.
That's actually how we...
barbecue made me gay.
That's the test that we have for all of our guests on this show, isn't it? We just hand them a sausage and go, eat that. And if they really get into it, they can come on.
It's like drug dealing.
Yeah.
The first sausage dick is free.
First one's free.
I still remember.
After that, you have to listen to boring stories over dinner.
Do you remember the Julian Clary book?
Yes,
it was a book of like just.
Was that Jason Donovan?
It was. Yeah, there was a whole thing. Remember, there was the Vivian How to Be a Complete Bastard book.
Yeah, and then there
were Julian Clary did one a similar kind of thing. And it was there was this these letters like to and from Jason Donovan's agent saying, "Can you please send me a photo of Jason eating a saveloy? Like he's really into it."
And I think, strangely enough, they did exist, those photos, at that time. You could get them.
Do you know what I love is that Jason Donovan now would send that photo?
Yeah, he totally would.
Yep.
Jason Donovan then?
No.
Because he
was
sued.
20.
Did he sue the face?
He sued the face. Yeah. They closed down.
Yeah,
he shut that shit
Jason.
Down.
Jason's
bad.
It's not cool, Jason.
It's not cool. Well, we should wrap this up because it's been going forever.
And really, once we start talking about Jason Donovan, it's time to just finish. It's really time.
I used to get mistaken for him.
Really?
For Jason Donovan?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Really?
No.
Isn't
of course, because you would have had...
I had that terrible haircut. It was awful. I didn't have the short at the top, long at the back. Mm. I had the second one.
Yeah, the floppy sort of teddy boy thing. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But any consolation, he's gone bald as well.
Yeah.
It's come for all of us. Yeah. This is the price you pay. I know exactly the haircut you mean.
Yeah.
And it's like a sort of a masculine Princess Di kind
of thing. Yes, yes. That's it. Yes.
Don't say masculine when it comes to my haircuts.
And it's a really great haircut, but the price you pay is you will go bald.
So yes. Yeah.
You'll definitely. Do you know what? I saw someone. There's someone.
Was it Josh Thomas in the commercial for Optus?
I want a full head of lustrous hair. And they said yes.
Yeah. I thought that was.
I haven't seen it yet. Is that what happened?
No, he doesn't say that.
I thought that was an ad for discount rugs. Like, honestly. Hall Runners, $49.95.
A couple months ago, I was working with a current twink.
Right. Like an actual.
Well, he's not an aging twink just yet, but he's on the cusp. Okay. He's about to age.
Is he up to about his third or fourth 29th birthday?
Yeah. He's on to his third or fourth 29th. Right. And as he was walking, and you know, we had a chat or something, then he walked away. And anyway, I looked at the back of his head, and it was like the most tragic thing because it's just starting to thin out, but clearly, like, not enough that he'll be able to tell.
Yeah.
Do I tell? It was like I saw his future. Yeah. Like, I know when you're going to die. Do I tell you or do I?
Fuck.
Because, you know, like, he thought he still had it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But really from behind, which is how most people would see him.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Yeah, right.
He's on the way out. It was the most poignant thing. I just wanted to say, you know.
I feel sorry for people
start on the Rogaine now, I wanted to say.
Yeah but does the Rogaine work?
No, not really.
As Fiona O'Loughlin said to me the other day, if Prince William can't get on top of it, there's nothing that can be done.
That's very
nothing
true.
Nothing can be done.
Like, whenever I see Keith Urban, I used to never believe Keith Urban's hair was fake until he started going out and getting married to that woman.
Yeah. Where everything
that woman
is fake.
Woman who's 87% latex.
Yeah.
She could be inflatable.
Yeah.
And someone, I think it was Fiona O'Loughlin the other day, said, you know, how come Keith Urban always looks like he's just had a haircut? And I'm like, because he just got it out of the box.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't grow.
His hair has not changed length in years.
Wow.
It's been, and now he's got that weird kind of, you know, Daryl from The Walking Dead, that weird Bogan haircut where it's kind of like teased at the middle and then got really flat at the edges.
So is it a bit less Keith Urban and a bit more Keith High Point?
Yeah.
Now he's got that going on.
And he never wears a hat. Because when you take the hat off, the hair goes with it.
Oh, yes. No, the hair will snap. It's like that doll hair. You know, like you press the button in the back and it grows. It's just like, bro. That's what happens. Well, we're here.